Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Thursday, September 10th. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. President Obama says he won't waste time with critics who think it's better to kill his health care plan than improve it. Last night, the president made good on his promise to keep pushing for reform with a fiery speech, still defending his call for a government-run health insurance option. President Obama heckled by a Republican congressman during his address. South Carolina Representative Joe Wilson shouted, "You lie," after the president said his health care plan would not mean free health insurance for illegal immigrants. Wilson called the White House later to apologize, but House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he's talking with GOP lawmakers to decide if Wilson should be punished. New details today about the man who hijacked a plane in Mexico City. A Mexican official says the suspect is a 44-year-old Bolivian minister. He told police he hijacked the plane because of the significance of yesterday's date, 9909. Flip it around, it's 666. Officials say he told them Christ is coming soon, and he wanted to warn Mexico City of an earthquake. Possible cases. The number of possible cases of H1N1 at Washington State University now increasing. School officials say that in just 2.5 weeks, about 2,500 students have come down with possible cases of it. But rather than test every case, the school says just following the CDC guidelines for dealing with it. And comedian Ellen DeGeneres is going to be the new judge on American Idol, replacing Paula Abdul. She's a huge fan, she says, of the program and thinks she can add a viewer's perspective to the judging table. She's going to be joining the panel in January. And yes, she still does plan to host her own daily talk show. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.